This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm joined today by Ralph Calhoun of the Beatenhorn Museum. And Ralph, it's a beautiful time right now at your museum. It's always beautiful, but it might be even more special at Christmas.
It's kind of extra beautiful for us. The Monroe Garden Study League came in last week, and some of my employees, and we have decorated the inside of the Beatenhorn home and the outside in the garden, and it's absolutely wonderful right now.
What makes Christmas so special at the Beatenhorn?
I guess it's a combination of things. I think obviously the decorations, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Like I said, the ladies come in from the study league, and they decorate every room in the home. I think most people recognize the fountain room, which is that big glass room on the front of the Beatenhorn home. It's got 13 or 14 live Christmas trees in it right now. So it's really, we create, don't want to be trite about it, but it's a wonderland. You walk in, you're just kind of blown away by all the decorations.
All right, now I can't get my act together to get one Christmas tree. You got 13 or 14 in one room?
That's right, yeah. I don't have to put those up, thank goodness.
And you said live Christmas trees.
Yeah, you know, they're cut, but they're live. Yeah. So, yeah. So you walk in and you're hit with the smell of a cedar or pine forest. Lots of lights, lots of decorations. We've got this incredible in the first room, this incredible nativity scene. It's just really wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful may be my word today, but it's really a neat thing to see.
I've been toying with just building me a Christmas tree closet and just leaving the ornaments on my fake tree and just rolling it in there.
I understand.
Every year.
I actually worked with a lady in South Carolina that had one. She just pulled the tree out every year, and there you were.
What is your favorite thing? Is it the trees? Is it the lights? The smells? What do you really like about the Beatenhorn Museum around Christmas time?
Wow, Corey, that's a tough one. I think it's just the spirit. I mean, I think we're happier. I'm like whistling as I'm walking around work right now. So I've got Christmas carols in my head, and I think people just get friendlier. And I don't know if that's something that I actually can program into our work, but it happens. And I think being surrounded by Christmas decorations is part of that.
Okay, so you have a big event coming up Thursday night, the 6th. Tell me what begins.
Right, we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. That's our Christmas open house. It's a free event from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And the home, which we were just talking about, that's decorated, is open. We've got Santa Claus down in the Koch Museum. And you can come and take pictures with Santa for free. So we tell folks, bring your camera or your phone. We used to do it for you, but it's just a whole lot easier for folks to take it themselves. And then they've got free pictures with Santa.
Now, this is free.
Free. The whole thing.
There was a news story this morning. Somebody in South Louisiana had where, you know, you used to pay money to take pictures with Santa.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And they made the money. It was a fundraiser. And they figured out people don't want to take pictures with Santa anymore, where you have to pay for them. So they're renting Santa's lap. So they're saying, to go sit on Santa's lap, you have to give us like $5 or something. And that was their big fundraiser for their club.
We're not going to try that.
You're not going to do that. Absolutely free pictures with Santa. What else goes along with Santa at the museum?
Well, this year we've really upgraded. In our education building, we've got a train set. We have a Coca-Cola train. We have some Coca-Cola it's like a little Christmas village, and that's something that we've just putting out this year, and we've already got plans to expand that quite a bit next year. So as you're waiting in line to see Santa, you've got this opportunity. We've got some different backdrops that folks can stand in front of and take pictures. And then you just get to kind of go through the museum. Probably ought to point out our Images of Christ exhibit that's in the Bible Museum, which seems like a logical thing to have at Christmas.
Since that's what it's about, yeah.
So that's up through the middle of January. So really this is almost the last opportunity to come see it.
Now you've got another thing that at Christmas every year, people tend to give each other plants. And then and it's like a competition to see who can kill them the quickest. So you've got to talk about the plants of Christmas. What is this about?
Yeah, it's about a dozen Christmas plants. So we start with Christmas trees. We talk about poinsettias, Christmas cactus, and even get into some folks know about the Christmas pickle. Some people don't. So we talk about the Christmas pickle. And some of that's just talking about the folklore or the legends behind these plants. And then the other part is we do talk a little bit about the care and how maybe to delay that the death of that plant that somebody gave Corey just a little bit longer.
Can you actually keep a poinsettia for a whole year and bust it back out again the next year?
You have to be very careful to do that. You can actually put them outside and let them – they won't make it over the next winter, or they never have for me, but we've actually planted them outside, and they'll bush out a little bit before they pass on.
Okay. And so – The other big deal is Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
The Biedenhorn Museum's all about Coca-Cola. If you don't know, the Biedenhorn guys figured out how to put Coke in a bottle. And you've got the Coca-Cola truck coming, which is really neat.
Yeah, this is our third year for the Coca-Cola truck. So it's a truck. It lights up. It plays music. And people love it. So that's on Wednesday the 19th, which is the Wednesday before Christmas. I guess that's probably our biggest event now.
You're going to shut the street down and do all that again?
Shut down. We keep trying to shut down Riverside. They won't let us. We shut down Speed Street. Santa's there for that one, but he's on the other end of the street. And we have just a lot of stuff going on.
All right. So the Biedenhorn Museum with a bunch of events. The Christmas open house, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Then the next week, the next Thursday night, the talk about the plants of Christmas. And then the Coca-Cola truck comes on what day?
On Wednesday, December the 19th, and all of these events are free.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, there are folks that want to find out how to get involved, possibly come out and see these events, where can they go to find out more information?
Our website is BMuseum, that's the letter B, MUSEUM.org, or find our Facebook page.
That's Ralph Calhoun, director of the Biedenhorn Museum. Lots of Christmas events coming up there over the next few weeks. You can find out more by visiting our website at kedm.org.